Overnight, it is from riches to rags in the airline industry. In fact, the whole hospitality industry. Southwest Airlines said they flew over 50 flights last week with no passengers. JetBlue's burning through $10 million per day. And Berkshire Hathaway just cut their stake at Delta Airlines. We know the airline industry is not good right now, but what does the future hold? What demand to a guy give us some insight? Is Bob Crandall, who is the popular CEO of American Airlines. He joins us right now. It's good to have you with us.
Hello, David. How are you?
I'm well. And I thought, you know, I thought the airline industry was forevermore. It looked like there was this sort of oligopoly created and fuel-efficient airplanes, and they were going to make money forevermore.
Well, David, I think everybody thought that. And this, of course, has nothing whatsoever to do with the airline industry or the cruise industry or the hotel industry. This is if there was ever, an unexpected event, a so-called black swan, this is it. And so, I mean, this is the whole world being fearful of every other resident of the world. I'm afraid you're going to give me a disease, and I'm afraid I will die from it. So until we solve that problem, until we find a vaccine and a cure, the world is not going to go back to anything that resembles normal.
Well, you're not talking weeks now or months.
No,
maybe a year.
I'm not talking weeks at all, David. I'm talking many months. That and until such time, I mean, people will venture out, I suppose, particularly the braver ones, and particularly the younger ones, and unfortunately, particularly those that cannot work from home, that have to touch things or touch people to earn their living and survive. But I'm talking a matter of many months. Literally, until we have both a vaccine and a cure.
You know, it strikes...
People have to be able to go and not be afraid of their fellow citizens.
Yeah, I mean, you're certainly not going to be able to sell a middle seat until there's a vaccine for everybody, one would think.
Well, you're not going to be able to sell any seats. You're certainly not going to be able to sell any seats in any concentration until people are once again not afraid of their fellow passengers. Now, you know, just exactly how long that's going to be, I can't tell you. You know, some people say, there are people who have said that diseases of this kind are less acute in the summer months. That may or may not be true, but I'm not sure that a lessening of the degree is going to do much to reassure the traveling public. So I just think this is a completely out-of-world event. Unbelievable is a word that is way overused, but this is simply unbelievable, the fact that you can literally shut down the economy of the world's largest economy, essentially shut down all of the developed world.
You know, your industry paved the way for... Well, not only a lot of leisure travel, but a lot of business travel. There's so many non-stops now. You can hop on an airplane and, you can be in London in 7 hours. Why not?
You could do
a round trip to Chicago. Why not do business that way? You know, wonder in the future if we're changing that, if they're learning Zoom.
David, I think every event, whatever it is, has some consequences, some expected and some not expected. One of the things that unexpected consequences of this crisis is people are going to discover how good electronic communication really is. And of course, in a number of ways, those who provide our internet service will make it even better. So it's going to get faster and it's going to get more reliable, and I think more people are going to discover that you really don't have to go to Chicago or San Francisco for a six-hour board meeting as many times a year as you have in the past. Maybe it would be, instead of having, say, six meetings a year or eight meetings a year, maybe what we'll do is we'll have four in-person meetings a year, and then we'll have four electronic meetings. And I think you're going to see more of that. I don't think that electronics will have much adverse impact on personal travel. My own feeling is that although a lot of people will use Zoom, like my family and I are using Zoom every Saturday evening to sort of have a family conference, and that's nice, but that doesn't diminish. I don't think that will diminish the desire to see Grandma two or three times a year and get together physically. But indeed, I think electronic communication on a personal level may increase the amount of personal travel by bringing people closer together and making them more anxious to see one another in a physical sense.
So the leisure travel, I grant you could stay around, but if there is this sea change, it strikes me that, you know, the airline industry may be configured wrong. Maybe you don't need as many 787s as you have. You certainly don't need, you know, A380s that carry 600 people anymore.
Well, David, who knows? You know, there are more and more of us all the time. I don't care whether you're going for business or whether you're going for pleasure, nonstop's better than multi-stop.
Yep.
And so the intermediate-sized long-range airplanes that have come to characterize the fleet, I think probably have a pretty promising future. The 380 was a troubled machine from the start, and has already, although it's only 7 or 8 years old, I think, 7, 8, 9 years old, something like that, many of those are already being retired. They may all end up being retired. I don't know. They're primarily operated, as you know, outside the United States.
So let me ask you right now. As I said, there are two lifelines that are being offered to the industry. There are these grants which flow through and would go straight to employees and paying leaseholds and overhead and that sort of thing. Then the more controversial is the loan, which I gather could turn into an equity stake where the government would end up owning part of the airline like they did General Motors or Chrysler or something. As an airline executive, what are your choices? What would you do?
Well, I think I'd look back on history. I think I'd look back on history, David, and I'd say, well, my recollection of what happened at General Motors and at various other companies, yes, the government took stakes, and then those stakes were sold off, and the government made some money. So I think the airline business, you know, is going to get a chunk of this money without conditions, and that chunk that comes with the conditions, I think they should take it, but just be sure that there are ways to force the government to exit after the conditions have been met. So as we move back towards normal, I think it's perfectly reasonable for the public to say, wait a minute, during the period of time when all this money is outstanding, you guys shouldn't be buying back your stock. Which I think is the one activity that has attracted the most negative interest. And I think, you know, around America, the buying back stock, the biggest buyer of stocks have been corporations themselves.
Right.
And I'm not enough of a statistician to tell you absolutely, but I do. I believe, and I think most people believe, that the fact that corporations buying back their own stock has had some inflationary bubble effect on the stock market.
So do you feel like going out on a limb when 6 months from now, 8 months from now, we're still going to have the same cadre of airlines in the United States that we have right now? You think we're going to lose?
Oh, I think so, David. I think so. The question is, are some of them going to absolutely fail and go away? I think the answer to that is probably no. The other question is, will some of them combine with one another? And I think the answer to that's probably no as well, for a whole variety of reasons, but not least because I think the political world is unwilling to accept much more consolidation. So, you know, I'm out on a limb, you know, what the heck, I'll fall off the end of it, I suppose. But my guess is we'll have the same airlines 8 or 9 months from now as we have today.
Well, I look forward to normalcy. Bob Crandall, former CEO of American Airlines and now clearly one of the best bridge players in the entire state of Florida. It's always good to have you with us.
I'm not sure about that, David.
It's always good to spend some time with you. For more of our conversation with Mr. Crandall, go to krld.com/CEO. I'm David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.